Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, get informed. Get informed, then get involved, then get engaged. Okay, let's not do this backwards. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, on the air with us, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, which will help you be part of the solution. Right? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me and get you involved, get you engaged, which is what you should be. Well, that pesky heat keeps coming at some of us. Right? If you're, what is it, they say 90 million Americans are under heat warning because it's so hot and... Oh, God. And, you know, Ilhan Omar, representative from Minnesota, you know, the brain surgeon of the group, of the squad, she came out today and she said, she tweeted, you ready for this? The Earth broke a record for the hottest day in 120,000 years. She called it a climate emergency. Now, unless she knows something more than scientists that are involved in this on a daily basis, even the ones we don't agree with went, hey, Omar, we've only been really, you know, tracking this for 200 years. Hello? She claimed the Earth broke its highest heat record ever. Because, you know, there are a lot of low-information voters that will take that and run with it and truly believe it. Right? Now, thank God there were a few people paying attention on Twitter. And they ripped her up good. You know, again, for spewing things she has no clue. Didn't she marry her brother? Probably didn't even know he was her brother. I don't know. I can't keep up with these people. I shouldn't say that. I can't keep up with the craziness of these people. But again, they throw it out there. You are expected to believe it. Period. End of discussion. I just love it. I mean, I just find this so amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always. You know, a pleasure to have you with me. A pleasure. I appreciate so much the time you spend with us. Again, on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the solution. That's what I need you to be. And the way you do that is you get informed. The way you do that is you get engaged. It is truly the way we win. All right. You know, you're hearing all this stuff about Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that and Donald Trump this. And if you think about all the things that have gone on in the Democrat Party, I know you hate the what-ifs, but this is a what-if that actually has to work. Or actually, I should say, does work. Did not Donald Trump ask his people to go down and peacefully, you know, have his voice heard? Seriously, in all seriousness. And again, if you want to twist his words, which is what they want to do, they are petrified of this guy. Right? Can't believe how afraid of him they are. Now, he did tweet out the same day, earlier in the day. He said, I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful, no violence. Remember, we're the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. And then a few minutes later, he said, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They're truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Now, I don't know what else you do with that. Right? I mean, seriously, and they're taking that as a dog whistle, as a secret code or something. I guess you have to have a special decoder ring or something like that. But as a secret to go up there and create as much havoc as possible. Now, the beauty behind it, again, you watch who's making the movements. Who's opening up the gates and fences? Who's unlocking doors to let them in? When the Capitol Police, or what appeared to be Capitol Police, are locking the doors, right? I mean, nobody was holding a gun to their head. Nobody was threatening to hurt them or kill them. So I don't get it. I don't understand this, right? Maybe you do. I always say I'm not the sharpest person in the room. Oh, speaking of not sharp people, you got Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen to what she said about the economy.
Everything that you are seeing with our economy being stronger, wages going up, unemployment going down, staying under 4%, something that we haven't seen in 50 years, is because of Bidenomics, as you've heard us talk about, because of the work that this president has done.
Yeah. There's only one problem. Prices are up 16%+. Real wages, we look at them, are down 3% since Biden took office. You got to really do your homework. Really pay attention. Okay? If you go look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, truly see where things are, you check the, you just check the information. You're going to see how wrong she is and how much they are lying to you. Joe Messina, your host. Rick Abato joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first before you go running off at the mouth. You know how much I love that. Anyway, let me bring him on with me. Love when Rick is on me. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Kind of touch on the issues of the day, what's happening out there, and what you need to watch out for. Rick, you know, being in Southern California, it's pretty hot here. And according to Ilhan Omar, you know, today is the hottest day that the Earth has seen in over 120,000 years. So you want to be careful out there.
Well, you see, this is why it's so important for us to embrace
the fact that the media and those on the left tell us that they're more intelligent, that they come from a world of academia. See, we would not have known that we would have 1,200,000 or 120,000 years, whatever number it was, of heat records on file if it was not for her.
Agreed. I mean, I'm so glad they're around to straighten us out on a regular basis. You know?
Absolutely.
Who's that? Who's that? Greta Thunberg, right?
Yes.
Realize, see, again, I just got an argument with somebody over the predictions that they have been making for years on the where the Earth would be, what would be going on, how much of us would, how many of us would be wiped out because of the climate stuff. Now, if you recall, Greta said we would have been wiped out last month if we didn't make the changes when she gave that heart-tugging speech at the UN.
Funny how that's not making any news in the media.
Well,
I
wish we'd go to the Old Testament days. You know, in the Old Testament, if somebody prophesied that something was going to happen and didn't come through, they stoned them. And I'm not talking about with dope either.
I didn't realize that.
So it's like, okay, you guys want to make these predictions? Have at it. But we're going to use Old Testament principles to help straighten them out. What do you think?
I think it'd be a heck of a lot less prediction.
Thank you. There you go. I mean, seriously. You know, again, I was reading this. You and I haven't talked about this, but I'm going back through my Constitution, what used to be called Constitutional Live class, and I'm looking at some of the things, and I was thinking, in the days of our founding fathers, capital punishment happened within days, not 20 years, right? Because you did your appeal right away, and the judge said, no, I just found you guilty. It's over with. Like, you got until Tuesday, and you're done, you know, kind of thing. What I love was, I think it was at the Supreme Court back in the early 70s or late 60s, decided that, right to this one, corporal punishment was unconstitutional. Now, the funny thing about it was our founding fathers who put the legal system together, judicial system, were fine with it. One of the signers of our Declaration and of the Constitution was a Supreme Court justice. And what did he do? He hung people, sent people to death on a regular basis. So it's like we've lost all sense of sanity. Just me ranting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say. You have to sit there and say to yourself, my God, we have lost it. I mean, totally lost it. If we're to the point now where we actually believe our founding fathers who put the Constitution together don't know what was constitutional, I don't know how much dope I can smoke to have that make sense. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, this is, you sent me a story, and I'd actually been hearing from LAPD officers that have already left the force. And apparently the vice president of the Los Angeles Police Union has had it. He's had it with the disrespect shown to the police departments, to the police officers as a whole. And, you know, now they're in contract negotiations. And they're telling the police officers, and I don't blame them, 100% behind them, go somewhere that respects you and respects the work that you do. And you don't have to beg for a contract. These guys are these officers are in a bad position, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you said it well. I'm going to add a little bit to it here. And again, as you said, the vice president of the LAPD has told Los Angeles police officers to go to a city that respects their work. She went on to say, go somewhere that has a city council or city manager that does not have two or more city council members who hate you. And then she added, no exaggeration. Now, because we live in a, okay?
Yep.
And because we live in this type of world that we live in at the moment, I want to point out that this LAPD vice president is named Sergeant Jaretta Santos. And Sergeant Jaretta Santos is a black American female officer.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a middle-aged white guy who's a cop saying that the city council hates you and go somewhere else. I don't like pointing that out, but I think it's necessary to to point it out in today's mainstream media and extreme left-wing liberalism agenda, news that's out there.
So what do you think? Within the next 10, 15 days, they'll start calling her a sellout and an Auntie Tom and all that other wonderful stuff, right?
She might be called a white supremacist. Wouldn't surprise me.
That's right. I mean, seriously. And again, you know, though some people have criticized her a bit for it, she says she stands behind every word. The long list of grievances, a hostile city council members, you know, a ban on simply displaying the thin blue line flag. I mean, these are all valid complaints.
Wow. Wow, so, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is. We can't honor them, but we can fly a BLM flag. Because I don't even know why. No reason behind it.
And more police officers have resigned from the city of L.A. in the past year than did so in the previous 3 to 4 years. I forget which is 3 or 4 years combined.
Wow.
Prior to this past year.
And getting recruits is way down.
Yeah.
You know.
And, just like the U.S. military.
Yeah, well, can you blame them? I mean, you're going in, you want to do the right thing for the most part. Look, 99.9% of these cops are there for one reason only. They love the city, they believe in what they do, they want to protect people. But if you listen to the other side of the aisle, it's just the opposite. They're going to tell you 98.5% of cops are out there to do harm, do damage, to go after the lower socioeconomic groups. And you're going, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, so I just wonder how much your listeners there in Los Angeles, how good they feel about the head of the police union telling its city's officers to leave town, go somewhere else.
We got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Rick Amato joins me when we return.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Records expected to be broken when it comes to back-to-school shopping this year.
Back-to-school spending is set to reach an astonishing $41.5 billion, breaking all previous records. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Families with children in elementary through high school have budgeted an average of $890 for back-to-school items, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person. The main driving force, the growing demand for electronics. 69% of back-to-school shoppers are planning to purchase electronics or computer-related accessories, marking the highest percentage ever recorded in the survey.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The report says Monday was officially the hottest day ever in the Northern Hemisphere. The record comes just weeks after NOAA claimed the world as a whole set new heat records several days in a row. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being involved in the conversation. It's all I care about. You get involved, whether you agree or not, it's up to you, but you get involved in the conversation, and you'll understand how, I hope, how both sides think, but, you know, whatever. Rick Abato joins me, as he does every week, kind of hitting on the topics of the day, the hot stuff of the day, and Rick, we were talking about Tucker Carlson during the break, and about starting his own network. I tell you, last week he did those interviews, individual interviews with the candidates. And, you know, that probably is the best way to do it. Because you get a one-on-one, people get a little more relaxed. You're paying attention. You can respond to what they say. And I think he did a great job with it. Did you watch any of them?
Yeah, I think he did. And the audience played a role, too. What's interesting is, from what I did see, he played right into the sentiment of the audience. Now, did he do that as a marketing strategy, or was it by just coincidence? I don't know. But, the governor of Arkansas, what's his name? Asa. Tucker called him out on Asa was supporting
the transgender stuff. Yep. I mean the
transgender stuff.
The shots.
For minors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the audience, booed him and hissed him. And I'm glad they did.
Well, don't you love when Tucker asked him how many shots, did you get the shot and how many boosters? And he's like, how many do you have? Well, I'm sorry. You're being interviewed. You're not the interviewer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
So, you were just talking about how he was playing to the audience, and the audience booed Hutchinson.
Yeah. I think he did a great job. I'm glad Hutchinson got booed in that instance. You know, as you may have seen, I'm sure you saw this, Joe, news came out in the last 48 hours that Tucker Carlson is looking to raise in excess, I don't have the exact amount, but in excess of $100 million to start a new media company that will be primarily what he's doing now, video on Twitter and a website. Now, I find it fascinating that Fox News, he has a non-compete clause, meaning he can't go to One American News or Newsmax or MSNBC would have them, but, you know, MSNBC and CNN are, they're his previous employers.
Right.
And Fox News is stating that, so he's not going there. But he's going to Twitter, and he's raising over $100 million to make it, you know, a big splash. And I would have thought that Fox News attorneys would say, okay, well, we have no, you know, we don't have any case here anymore. But they are still stating that this is competition. Now, you and I know, or your listeners know, but you and I know from being in the business, this has never happened before. And a couple of thoughts hit me is it shows the changing landscape of the media, how cable TV is becoming, let's call it obsolete. And there might be a better word, but I'll use that. And it seems like Fox News is trying to make the argument that all media is now media. For them to make that statement. I was shocked. You know, when the lawsuit first came out and said he can't go to Twitter, you know, I thought this is stupid. It'll drop. Now he's raising over $100 million with Cash Patel, who helped him launch the Daily Caller and was also a part of the Trump White House. It seems to me that in this changing world, I don't know what kind of decision he'll get from a judge or a jury. I mean, it was just in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
The L.A. Times, you know, the L.A. Times announced that their sports section will no longer carry box scores and scoreboard summaries. L.A. has two baseball teams, two basketball teams, two football teams. Are you kidding me? Two Division I colleges. So I don't know. Do you think it's a slam dunk layup for Tucker to win this, or do you think that maybe
to win the case?
To win the case, yeah.
I don't listen. If it, you have to look at the, because you know how attorneys are. You have to look at the verbiage on the contract, right? If he's not allowed to compete with them, well, what does compete mean? In what area? In what genre? And I will tell you something. In California, California State. The courts here have deemed those non-compete clauses as illegal. They won't uphold them. They won't support them. So I know that from personal experience.
I wasn't aware of that. But now he I would imagine I spoke to Tucker about a year ago about launching a corporation. And I would guess that his corporation is based in Florida.
Okay.
I don't know that for a fact, but it wouldn't surprise me. But I guarantee it's not California.
No, but a platform, right? A digital platform, a media platform, a social media platform. Is it different than cable? And you have to find out what that competition clause is all about.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, historically. It seems historically it's typically pretty straightforward. You can't go to another cable TV network.
Right.
I think Fox News is betting that they are not just a cable TV network. They're a cable TV network that has a news site, that has a subscription-based channel online, and they're competing with other online media outlets. That's the argument they're going to make. I hope they lose.
Yeah, media outlets / media companies. And, yeah, I hope they lose, too, because, sincerely, you're doing a show or a pseudo-show on Twitter or Facebook or any one of those is not the same, to your point, we were talking about during the break. You know, it's not like there's a lineup, like there's a certain time. Commercials go off at the same time every, you know, that's a well-regimented kind of, you know, network. So I don't know. You're right. I mean, this is one you sit there, scratch your head, and saying, I wonder which way the direction of the court will be. If he ends up in New York or somewhere where the people maybe don't like his style, he may lose big.
Yeah, so, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, but I'll say I would have never guessed in a million years that Fox News would have brought this to trial. It's not going to trial yet. It would have brought this as a legal argument, and they have had several weeks to drop it. They've chosen not to, and you know, it's a sign of the changing times. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
doesn't mean they're going to win.
Well, different.
But it's a sign of
mindset.
The changing times.
Yeah. So anyway, well, you're right. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they go after. We'll see what it's worth. I know that. Some are screaming or speaking to the fact that I think his first video garnered, 11+ million views?
Oh, that's a great point. His video garnered more views than the viewers of some of the Fox News shows.
Right. Right, exactly. However, some outlets are saying that his viewership has dropped quite a bit. Some are saying up to 80%. Since he first got on Twitter. I don't know if I'd buy that. I'd have to go looking for his stuff and look it through what have you, because Tucker has a following, whether it's on the radio, online, wherever. He's got a pretty solid, long-time followers. So I can't imagine.
You know,
but a lot of people don't have Twitter.
You hang
tight.
Something.
We got to go for a break. Write that down. Don't forget it, because I'm sure it's a good thought. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Rick Amato.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Rick, I'm telling you, my audience are all over it. I was just corrected, which I'm okay with. Yeah, that Tucker Carlson's Andrew Tate interview had over 93 million views, and he now has a little over 9 million followers on Twitter. So I'd like to get back my original 60,000 that I had that Twitter took away from me. That would be really cool. You know, again, it's just amazing. All right. We were talking, well, you sent over a piece we were talking about, which is the Louisiana Republicans. They vote to override the governor's veto on minor gender surgery ban. Now, you know, the funny thing about this is when you look at the polls, you look at how the average American feels about this the transgender situation and surgeries and what have you. They're not for it. The majority polls show over and over and over again that they're just not for it. So why the Democrats keep pushing for it is beyond me. And again, the fact that that a good majority of them will say you're hurting the kids, what you're finding out is the kids are being hurt by the surgery. I think you and I have talked about this a couple of times where you've seen, you know, you look at the detransitioning videos, and all you can do, you just sit there and scratch your head and go, why aren't you watching these? Why aren't you paying attention?
All right, Joe, let me just say that my experience has been shockingly, disappointingly, the opposite of those polls.
Really?
Let me elaborate. Yeah, let me elaborate. As you know, we discussed it last week. If you go to my website, youramericatv.com, there's an interview I did with a father in Pasadena, California, whose ex, he and his ex had a baby boy. At age two, the mother started transitioning, grooming the baby boy to become a girl without the father's knowledge. And now California law AB 957, because the father objects, he's lost custody of the son.
Wow.
The son is now five. The father's name is Adam Vena, V-E-N-A. And again, you can watch that interview at my news site, youramericatv.com. Here's what I have shockingly found. It's not scientific, but it is, you know, before I tell you that, let me just say that I come from the belief, right or wrong, that most Americans, I come from the belief that Republicans and Democrats, everyday Americans, believe 80% of Americans agree on 90% of the issues. My belief has been it's the extreme on the left, the extreme on the right, and the media on the left, which generates the polarization. So after my interview aired, I spoke to several parents here in San Diego. I said parents, people with kids, say, elementary school to high school. Stunningly, Joe, I found that I expected to be almost 100% where people will be shocked to hear that the government intervened and separated, the state of California government intervened and separated a father from his son, which he had no idea he's being transitioned. Again, not scientific, but I've seen it firsthand. Parents are telling you, well, you know, they wouldn't have done that if there wasn't a good reason to do it. There's something you're, something you're not aware of.
They're ignorant, and they don't want that to be seen in any way, shape, manner, or form.
I would have thought this would be an overwhelmingly slam dunk layup. For people, parents, regardless if it's a D or an R after their name, to be outraged. And it comes back to Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, a Republican governor, who we spoke about earlier. He gave his reasoning to Tucker Carlson as to why he supported the minors getting treatment for being...
Let's not follow science, but...
You know, and I looked it up. So someone said to me, well, you know, there's several parents have said to me, there's something you're missing. There's something you don't understand. And they said, I don't know what it is, but this would never happen. Just the way you're describing and the way that father described. So I looked up, you know, his kid's only two.
Yeah.
I researched at what a, you know, one of the fathers who said this to me is a social worker in San Diego. He said, you know, there's something wrong with that young boy physically. You know, he's probably going to have all his parts. And I'm told that he does have all his parts. So I looked up what percentage of children are born gender neutral, because that's a term we're hearing over and over again in society with great applause, you know, great support to gender neutral. And that's part of the reasoning as to why they're saying that California AB 957 allows the government to step in front of the parents. So I researched it. It's one in every 2,000 babies are born gender neutral. That's 0.0005%. Now, I can agree that if someone is born with both male and female genitalia, or
that's a hermaphrodite. That has an actual, you know, medical term to it, and there's processes and procedures to go through. But to claim medically that a child with one genitalia could be either or baby, if you would, I find that extremely hard to believe, even from the medical world.
I agree. And I'd like to put this on you, Joe. That was just talking to parents here in San Diego casually, unexpectedly. I'd like to see if you could go about in your community there, and with your listeners on your show, and let them know what happened to Adam, the father.
I'm gonna bring him on. It'll be quite interesting.
And then start talking to parents casually about what happened, and see what kind of reaction you get. I don't think, I could be wrong, because it's not scientific. I have a suspicion it's going to be about the same experience as mine, because why wouldn't it be?
Well, I think, and I believe that, going to tee off some people here, but that's a total ignorant comment. And the reason I say that is that if they would do the homework, if they would understand truly what's going on, they may have a difference of opinion. But again, these are people, for some reason, that are 100% trusting the government. Why, in God's creation, would you do that?
And here's my theory as to why. Because the media is so influential. The media picks what team you're supposed to be on. And the point that I use to substantiate my claim, as we mentioned it last week on your show, just under 40% of students enrolled at Ivy League school, Brown University, now claim to be LGBTQ or gender neutral. And that only demonstrates that people are influenced, especially young kids. They want to fit in. They want to be part of the gang. They want to be what's cool. They're being influenced by the media. 40% of the student body is gay or lesbian or bi or non-gender. Give me a break. And these parents who are telling me what they're saying to me, I believe they're just following the media, and that's what they're supposed to do because they feel comfortable doing it. That's my theory.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, to use an old-fashioned term, it's a fad, if you would. And I've even heard younger kids say that. And some of this, it's like they don't want to feel left out. They don't want to feel like the only one. They're the only ones that isn't. That isn't part of this whole, what they call it, the alphabet army. And I find all of that interesting, because you sit there and you go, look, pay attention to what's going on around you. Pay attention to, you know, these detransitioners. They've been through it. They thought they were going to be happy. They thought everything was going to be wonderful. They've been through it. And now they're telling you it hurt. It hurt a lot. There was a lot of pain. They didn't get the happiness they thought they were going to get. You know, so do your homework. That's really what it boils down to. Do your homework.
Yeah.
I got nothing else for me. That's all right, Rick. Tell people where they can find you quickly.
YourAmericaTV.com.
See, people, I make it easy for you. YourAmericaTV.com. You get to see Rick's shows and so much more. Rick, thanks for joining me. Always appreciate your time with me. Joe Messina, your host. Coming up next, Brad Dacus. We're going to find out what your legal rights are and how you can keep them. We'll be back in a few minutes.